This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. There will likely be a few superheroes roaming the streets of your town tonight. National Geographic found that Batman, Spider-Man, and Superman costumes are among the top 10 sellers for Halloween 2013. One superheroine you won't likely see or even recognize? Nelvana of the Northern Lights. Nelvana hails from what is called the golden age of Canadian comic books. Now a pair of Canadian comic book fans is hoping to revive the forgotten superhero by reprinting her stories for a new generation of potential fans. Hope Nicholson and Rachel Ritchie successfully funded the project on Kickstarter. Our producer, Logan Shannon, caught up with them via Skype to find out more.
I guess my first question is, could you describe Nelvana for our listeners? What does she look like and what are her superpowers?
So Nelvana is kind of like this pretty sexy little heroine. She was created out of kind of an Inuit elder-looking person and then brought back from the Northwest Territories. Basically, a lot of her powers come out of the Northern Lights. In the comics, her father is Koliak, the god of the northern people, and she can travel on the Northern Lights, and she can, you know, kind of adapt to his powers and kind of do a lot of the things that his power, like she can become invisible, she can become intangible, so she can kind of do a lot of really different things with her powers that are associated with the Northern Lights.
And Hope, did you want to chime in about that as well?
She can fly on the rays of the Northern Light. She can melt metal, disrupt electronics, turn into dry ice. Basically, any power that you can think of, Nelvana has.
She sounds awesome, I have to say. So mainstream comic book heroes and heroines, they tend to originate in the United States. There was a brief period of time when Canadians were able to rally around local heroes. When was Canada's golden age of comics and what prompted it?
During the Second World War, in order to preserve the Canadian dollar, Canada enacted the War Exchange Conservation Act, which banned American luxury goods from coming into Canada. This included everything from like soap and perfume to comic books. And so all of a sudden, this industry that had been, you know, like pretty booming during the late 30s and starting into the 40s was no longer allowed in Canada. They couldn't get Batman or Superman or any of those comic books anymore. So a bunch of publishers scrambled to fill that void. I mean, there was a whole slew of different created heroes at the time. This is the golden age of Canadian comics, and this basically occurred from 1941 to 1946 when the ban was lifted. And unfortunately, due to government restrictions still and other facets, like American comic books were a lot more polished, Canadian comic books couldn't compete. So that's kind of where, you know, Nelvana and a lot of the other comic book characters disappeared.
You mentioned in your Kickstarter that comics from Canada's golden age are incredibly rare. Hope, how did you first discover Nelvana?
I first discovered Nelvana during my undergraduate degree about 6 years ago. I was doing a paper on Canadian forms of media. And because I've always been a huge comic book nerd, I thought I'd look in to see what kind of products Canada created. And that's when I discovered the Canadian Golden Age. But it wasn't until a few years later, when I was working for a production company in Winnipeg, that I really intensified my interest. And I went and I got the microfiche entries of the Golden Age of Canadian comic books from the National Archives, shipped it to Winnipeg, and spent months of my life pouring through these badly filmed microfiche copies of the comic books. And I think that's really when I fell in love with the Canadian Golden Age, and especially Nelvana.
You mentioned the microfiche and going through, and they were in pretty bad shape. What's it going to entail for you, Hope, to get these reprinted? What do you have to do to make this work?
Well, there are several copies of the comic books at the National Archives in kind of various states of quality. But we've also managed to track down copies at archives in Victoria, as well as private collections right here in the GTA. So a lot of our time will be kind of spent traveling to various locations in Canada and scanning comic books, because where one might have a missing page, another might have the page, one might have the ink faded from a cover, but another one might be in perfect condition. So it's going to be kind of a Frankenstein method to compile all the best scans of these contents so that we have the comic book itself in readable condition.
Rachel, you know, the Kickstarter campaign has already proven to be a really big success. You've exceeded your goal. Are you planning to unearth other Canadian comic book heroes from the Golden Age?
like, ideally, we would have them all back in print, because really, Nelvana is one of a stable of amazing heroes that were created during the time. They all kind of deserve to be in a book again so people can read them.
What about you, Hope? Is there one particular, aside from Nelvana, that you really love?
I'd probably really like to resurrect the Wing as well. She was a superheroine at the same time as Nelvana, but during the day, she was a comic book artist. So I always thought her adventures were really kind of fun and lighthearted and kind of just like a cute little story.
Hope and Rachel, thanks so much for sharing Nelvana with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hope Nicholson is associate producer for the documentary Lost Heroes, which explores the history of the great Canadian superheroes. Rachel Ritchie's blog, Comic Syrup, also provides a wealth of background information on several of Canada's forgotten heroes. You'll find a link to their Kickstarter project to revive Nelvana of the Northern Lights at wordofmouthradio.org. Well, tonight's the night. If you haven't put a costume together yet, chances are you're digging through your closet for an old wig or bedsheet, or raiding the makeup box in a last-ditch effort to dress as something for handing out candy or trick-or-treating. Creating a really good getup seems to take a lot more time than most of us have. So we asked word-of-mouth listeners and NHPR staff to imagine their ultimate costume fantasy. If time and money were not a factor, what would you be for Halloween?
I think I'd love to dress up as the Green Lantern. I've always been a huge Green Lantern comic book fan, so I think a really great Green Lantern outfit with like a glowing power ring and a cool green mask, that'd be awesome.
This is Rachel Coombs. I'm from Norwich, Vermont, and I have a beautiful 7-month-old baby named Eleanor. So this year for Halloween, I'm going to dress up as Sarah from Labyrinth in a big, beautiful white dress, and dress Eleanor in a striped onesie as Toby from Labyrinth. And if we had all the time and money in the world, I would convince my boyfriend to dress up as David Bowie with the huge wig and a long, beautiful trench coat and pirate sleeves and be the Goblin King. Thanks. Bye.
You remind me of the babe. What babe? Babe with the power. Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
If time and money and, frankly, reality weren't an option, I would be Iron Man. In reality, I was the Dalai Lama.
Hi, I would want to be the most fabulous drag queen on the level of RuPaul. I actually think when done right, drag queens are absolutely fabulous, and I would love to look just like one. Even if it was just for Halloween.
Hi, my name is Tracy, and this is my fantasy costume. I've always had the dream to take a wheelchair, a silver platter, a very large dress, and a headless mannequin, and make a wheeling, wheelchair-moving Marie Antoinette, where the wheelchair would be hidden under the folds of a very large skirt, and the hole in the platter would accommodate your head seated in the wheelchair with the hands of the headless mannequin dressed in the large dress holding up the platter. So you're wheeling yourself around with your head on a platter. Obviously, unlimited time and funds would be nice, but also storage space.
Thank you to everybody who shared their fantasy costumes with us. And we'd love to see what you really dressed as for trick-or-treat or a rocking Halloween party. You can post your photos on our Facebook page. We'll be back in a minute with a gruesome story that you may have heard before, Cinderella. We're going to discover the grim roots of a classic fairy tale when word of mouth continues.